This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name. Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's Morning Bible Study. We are in Exodus chapter 37, and we're finishing the chapter today. We're in chapter 29, verse 29, and it's just one verse. But I want to explain this because obviously in these pictures of our worship, you have Jesus is one of the main, he's the main source and main picture here other than us and Jesus in worship. But in the last verses where we talked about the cloud above the ark, that is a picture of the Father. That's a picture of the presence of the Heavenly Father. And that's important because rarely do you see that in Scripture, but you see it here because God the Father, wanted to dwell in the presence of His people. And so you have Jesus, the whole tabernacle, and all the activities, all the furniture, all the things that go on give us insights into who Jesus is and our relationship with Jesus. In fact, Jesus is the one who told them how to build it. But that being said, you've got the Father in the last verse. And then you've got in this last verse here, you have a picture of the work of the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 29, He also made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices. This is an anointing oil, and then this is the incense that would be burned, which is a picture of our prayers up to God according to the work of the perfumer. Now, understanding this, and I'm a person of just mechanics. I like to know how things work. I like to try to figure out, okay, I understand this principle, but where does the principle come from? What are the things that go on to get you to that principle? How do we do that? That might be, it's just the way my mind works. How do I know how that happens? How do I make sure that it works that way? And then how do I get to the end of it? It's just a logical process, and I guess. I don't know what it is, but I love to do it. And I love to think about it. And one of the things that a lot of people want to hear and see and talk about in Scripture is the favor of God, the power of the Holy Spirit being upon you, God working in power in your life. And we talk about that a whole lot, but oftentimes we don't really get into the actual mechanics of what's going on so that you can know what is required, so you know how to get there, so you know how to walk in it. And the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the picture of the anointing oil, it's the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's not in us. We don't intake it. It's not like the Lord's Supper, the bread and the cup. It's upon us in power. I thought the Holy Spirit lived inside of us, not upon us, Pastor. Well, that's right. That's exactly right. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us after we're born again and have a new spirit. That spirit communes with the Holy Spirit. And that those two, our human spirit that's perfect, that is eternal, that has a relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit, they help our soul begin to learn how to walk by faith and begin to learn how to hear God, believe God, act upon it. And as we walk in faith, we are a vessel of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, the Bible teaches us that we're a vessel. In fact, the Bible tells us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And obviously, and we've already discussed this many times, the symbols of the Holy Spirit, other than the wind and the dove, in Scripture, the primary symbols of the Holy Spirit are water, wine, and oil. And water being the washing of the Holy Spirit, the cleansing of the Holy Spirit, wine being the goodness of the Holy Spirit, and oil being the power of the Holy Spirit. Those things are liquids, and we're to be filled with that liquid of the Holy Spirit. We're to be filled with His power. We're to be filled with His goodness. We're to be filled with His cleansing power to take away that which hinders us and destroys us. And so we're a vessel. In fact, There's a lot of symbolism in Scripture about us being the pot and God being the potter, and he's making us perfect. He's making us a perfect vessel for his service. He's using us, and when I use vessel, jar, pot, cup, you can think about those things. And all those things hold what? They hold liquids. They hold water. They're made for holding cookie jars. Made for cookies or made for holding cookies, but that's a side note for me. I'm just moving on past that, okay? But we're jars made to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you say, why don't we be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time? Because you've got to be molded and made right, because there's holes, that you're not a perfect vessel. You're marred. And Scripture talks about that, the potter's house. And we've got to be molded perfectly, and you leak out. You leak the Holy Spirit. You don't keep the Holy Spirit filled inside of you. Sometimes you leak out because you pour it on others. Sometimes you give to others and you need to be filled up again. Sometimes you're serving and you're walking around and you're using the power of the Holy Spirit that's been given to you. And Jesus had to do that. He had to go up on the mountaintop and pray. And what was he doing? He was communing with the Father, and he's being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what he was doing. And so we've got to continue to do that. On both sides, when you're walking in sin and walking in darkness, you're emptying yourself of the power of the Holy Spirit. You're emptying yourself of who the Holy Spirit is. And when you're serving God, you're emptying yourself of the Holy Spirit. Now, one of them leads to life and the other leads to death, but they're the same. The principle's still the same. You're either serving God and emptying, or you're walking in darkness and emptying. So in life, we're either being filled or we're emptying out. And when we're emptying out, we need to be filled up again. And the Bible says, and by the way, how do I empty out? I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and it pours out upon me. I fill above the cup. And the Bible even talks about that. David says, my cup overfloweth. And what that means is I'm flowing out. It's out of me. I'm going out into the world, and I'm changing the world around me. And so how I continually be filled with the Holy Spirit? I walk in faith. I pray. I spend time with God. I commune with God. And as that's going on, I'm being filled up. And all the good things that we love to talk about in church, I hear pastors talk about it all the time, all the good things of being, have the power of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, all those things require me to be a vessel that's not got holes in it. And I can't be kicking holes in me, and I can't be punching holes in me by chasing after things in the darkness. And we do that, and that causes us to be separated. It causes us to not have the things God desires for us. So as those things are going on, I need to have my life filled up with who he is, and filled up with how he's moving, and filled up with what's going on in his kingdom power. And so eventually that flows out on top of me. And this is a critical thing. God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he wants it to pour out of us. He wants that anointing of his power to pour out out of us, because that changes the world we live in. And so what we have to do is we have to mechanically be that vessel. We have to be continually filling up, continually building up. And how do I do that? I do it personally with my walk with God. I do it by intaking his word. I take it in, and I allow his word to teach me and to grow me and to allow me to know him in its fullness. Spend time in the body. And oftentimes in the body, I'm both being filled and I'm pouring out, filling and pouring out at the same time. And that's a beautiful picture of God filling me with the Holy Spirit and it pouring out all over other people. But it's necessary and important that we do that. It's necessary and important for our lives that we do that, because that's the whole purpose. That's why we're still here. If we were just here to be redeemed out of sin, the minute that you were born again, you heard the call of God, and you were turned and you chased after God, the minute that happened, you would be called to heaven. You'd go to heaven immediately. But that's not what happens. What happens is I'm not just here to glorify the anointing of God, to glorify the atonement of God. I'm here to glorify the power of God, the ability for God to take that which is broken and make it new and make it work and make it change lives. I have a calling on my life to do that. And when I'm walking in my own will and my own way, I'm leaking out that power. And when I'm pouring into others, I'm losing some of myself. And I need to have that. I need to have that feeling. I need to have that quiet time with God. I need to have that time of prayer, that time of seeking Him out, just as Jesus did. And the whole purpose is for me to walk as Jesus did, so I can not only glorify His death, burial, and resurrection in His atoning for me, but I can glorify His life in walking in the world as He showed who He was, that He was the only begotten Son of God. Life was in Him, and that life was the light to men. And so our glorification of Him doesn't just involve our glorification of His death, burial, and resurrection. We repent and we turn and walk in His will. And when we do that, we glorify the life that Jesus lived. We reveal the life that Jesus lived. We unveil it to the world. And that's something to not be taken for granted. It's important that we understand what's going on each and every day. Each and every day, you're emptying and hopefully you're being filled. Now, we get to the end of this, and we do need to discuss, because some people say, I'm just so dry. And the reason they're dry is, first of all, it works way better when God's filling and you're pouring out all at the same time. If you think about it, that's the most beautiful picture. If you thought about a picture that was slightly tilted over, and you had this flow of water, beautiful water flowing in, and then it also pouring out all over the place. That's a picture of refreshing and anointing and power. But if you have the pitcher sitting upright and there's a hole in it emptying out and there's no water flowing in the top, that's a picture of slowly seeping back into death, emptiness and lifelessness. And the reason that happens is because, first of all, sometimes you quit doing what you were supposed to be doing, and we get tired of doing that. Jesus obviously did. That's why He went up on the mountain and went into the wilderness and separated Himself and prayed, because He emptied Himself. But He was never, ever the pitcher that was empty with the leaking out of the bottom. He was always the pitcher that was full and being filled and pouring out. And He spent a lot of time allowing God to fill Him up, allowing God to lead and guide Him. And we've got to do that also. We've got to walk in that also, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's a lifestyle thing. It's not an event. It's a process. And that lifestyle of allowing God to fill us up and making sure that we're being filled and then pouring out as our purpose is, that lifestyle choice of doing that is something that you got to, it's a learned process. And that's why you got to learn to walk with Him all the time. And I pray that'll be the case for you. I know it will. I want you to know what it is to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you. I want you to know what it is to have the power of God filling you up and then pouring out of you. And ultimately, that is how you glorify God with your life and you make your life a living sacrifice to Him. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We are a living sacrifice, and we should be always pouring out. May God bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May He give you hope and peace today. In Jesus' name. As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that He'll make His face to shine upon you, and that He will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.